Our thanks to head coach Mike Schrage for joining us. Quick reminder, Hub International's goal is simple: earn your confidence when you don't need them so that you can depend on them when you do. Experienced people, dependable service, and innovative solutions. That's our good friends at Hub International. And Hersey's Barbecue, they're the official tailgate choice for Elon Athletics, 1834 South Church Street. Call them at 226-1695. Hersey's Barbecue and Elon Basketball, a winning combination. Once again, our thanks to the head coach, and he mentioned earlier the native of Bolingbrook, Illinois, is alongside in Darius Burford. Thanks so much for spending a few moments.
Yes, I appreciate you for having me.
All right. Coach and I spent a great deal of time earlier talking about your work on both ends of the floor, and you've certainly been a key element in those numbers. Let's start on the defensive side. What's pleased you with the progress, and in your mind, what's the next step in getting better?
I'll say what pleased me.
Let me do this here real quick. All right, there we go.
Yep, I'll say what pleased me the most is just taking on the challenge, like, of guarding that lead guard on the other team. You know, I'm excited for that matchup, and I feel like that's the next step of me getting better. Just being more locked in on him. Like, I know that sometimes that he's gonna, like, that lead guard is gonna score on me. So just not putting my head down when he does.
Right.
Keeping a level head and just going out there and competing, I feel like really is the next step of me getting better. Just keeping a steady head on everything I do.
We don't talk enough about Coach Holmes and Coach Payne from an offensive and a defensive coordinator spot, but you mentioned staying locked in on the scouting report and everything else. How important is that? Because Coach Payne goes through a lot of stuff during that film session.
Man, it's so important. Like, when you just know, like, They basically give you the keys to the game. Like, they tell you everything to what a player likes to do, to how he's shooting this season, to last season. Like, they tell you so much. So just being locked in on that stuff is so important to the game.
All right, third 20-point effort on the year in league play. That's the fifth 20-point effort in the last 2 years. What's helped you this year? Because your ability to get in the lane, forcing defenses right now to change things on the Phoenix offensive end?
What helped me this year over last year, I'll say just a lot of film. Like, I watched a lot of film going in from year one to year two. Just wanted to get better on every aspect of the game. And I'll say, yeah, just watching film, seeing the game really slow down for me after that. So, yeah, just being more locked in on that.
Personal best 8 helpers on Saturday versus William and Mary. Simple question. With the development of Mike, and we know about Hunter McIntosh and Zach Irvin and Hunter Woods, how fun is it to play in this offense?
I say this all the time. This is the most talented team I've ever been on. Like, I have some guys, like, I know if I find Hunter McIntosh or Zach Irvin wide open, it's almost all the time going in.
Yeah.
Like, if I find Michael Graham, like you mentioned, if I find him in the paint, he's dunking it. So, like, just having guys like that, I can go down the line of guys or my teammates. It's the most talented team I play with. So, yeah, it's just a lot of fun.
All right, two quick questions. The flurry Saturday that Zach Irvin started about the 10-minute mark left in the ballgame. You've seen that before in practice where the first one goes in and all of a sudden it's like he's not going to miss,
yes,
right?
Yes, you just, when he gets in that zone, you just know you have to find him. Like, that's all you can do. He's hit some tough shots, deep threes. Like, you just, like, hats off to him. Like, I need it. Let's keep going. That's all you can keep telling him. Like, keep shooting, keep shooting.
All right, you and Woods have been the guys that have dealt it to Michael Graham a few times during this liftoff offensive spree. Your best Michael Graham dunk so far this year?
It actually
the
did.
One against James Madison's really good, isn't it?
Which
the one where he shakes the guy at the foul line?
Yeah,
that's probably
yeah.
the best one, right?
It's either that one or I put the one against UNCW.
Yeah.
It wasn't my assist, but
yeah,
it was outlet pass. He
yeah.
was like at the 3-point line. Just kind of two hands, back scratcher, dunked it. I was just like, oh, hype.
All right, let's have some fun because I think you know that one of your assistants was a talented guard in his own right. Why do you got to laugh? I'm going to ask you about Coach Holmes, and I say a talented player, and all of a sudden you got to laugh. Now, come on, be honest. I know Coach Holmes has probably told you there was a time that he could play.
Yes.
There's also moments he still got it, right?
I mean, he tells me this all the time, like – all the time, like, really, we had a summer workout, I think it was this summer, and we hard workout, get through it, like, last 5 minutes, he says, let's play ones. I'm surprised.
Wait a second. Whoa. He wanted to play
one-on-one. I guess he feel good. He feel confident that day. He actually had somebody record it. So if you ever ask him, if you ever see him again,
I've seen you go down the lane. This is not a proposition he needs
not
to.
Not at all. I think I crossed him like two times.
Oh, my goodness.
Shaking on his shoe and then laid it up. And he was just like, yeah, I'm done with that.
Your mom and dad have been in the building a few different times this year, and they've been to most every home game. I saw them Saturday in Williamsburg. They were in Fayetteville, Arkansas, just before Christmas. Darius, what's that meant for you?
It's a blessing. Really, it's just a blessing. Like, I can really count the games that they weren't on, like, one hand, like,
yeah.
Since I was a little kid. Like, they just having them in my corner, believing in me no matter how I play in the game. It's a blessing, really.
All right, you're third in the family to play college basketball. Your sister played at Southern Miss. Your brother plays at Cornell. All right, family game. Who do I need to have?
Me being the competitor I am, me.
Oh, here we go. I knew this was
me.
Coming.
But
ain't no doubt, right?
No doubt. But everybody in my family is competitive. So if you ask my dad, he's going to say him. You ask my sister, she's going to say her. So that's just how we are. We compete at everything we do. It could be a monopoly. We're gonna be the loudest house. Like, it's all competitive. And I wouldn't have it any other way. I love it.
As always, thanks, man.
Thank you.
That is Darius Burford with us on a Monday night. When we roll on, we'll set the table for the weekend. It begins Thursday night. We close the hour next. This is Elon Basketball Live.